Live and local. Mornings with Todd Sargent. For our sponsor, Harvey Norman Computers, Rutherford and Bennett's Green.
Do you have private health insurance, one? And two, are you satisfied with your private health insurance? Maybe you've ticked yes for one of those answers and no for the other. Norman Morris from Roy Morgan Industry Communications and Research have been having a little bit of a look into that. And Norman, I've got to say, I was not surprised by the headline. Private health insurance customers not happy. Good morning.
Good morning. Todd, isn't it?
Yeah. Yes, it is. Certainly is. So it's not an unusual headline, is it?
No, it's not unusual. Particularly, we've got some areas of insurance improving, some general insurance areas, but health insurance is a category that seems a bit of a real grudge purchase. And I think what's happening now is every time there's an increase, which I'm not talking about whether it's justified or not. I think it probably is justified with technology and everything. But you get massive publicity. Like if they put up car insurance, I'm not aware that I've even seen it mentioned in the press, you know, but it gets a lot of bad press.
Well, see, insurance gets bad press anyway, because whether we like, we're kind of interesting creatures, humans, because we begrudge paying insurance, but when we need our insurance, well, one, we hope it's going to be there, and we're happy we've got it. I think one of the things I find, Norman, and I don't know whether your research has shown, people are confused, because if you've got full comprehensive car insurance, anything happens to it, you send it in. If it's a write-off, I get either a new car or I get this amount of money. But it seems like health insurance is a dark art and people just get totally... it's like witchcraft.
Yeah. Now, whether it's witchcraft or I certainly agree that it's confusing. I mean, I was at a doctor recently, only I'm back because I'm a bit of an old bloke, and he said, do you want a CAT scan or an MRI? And I said, you're asking me. Now, why are you asking me? Well, one will cost a lot and one will be free. Now, if you can work that out...
I'd have asked for both.
I said, whatever you think was my real answer. Look, it's terribly confusing. I had to take my mother to a hospital, and, you know, she's not with us any longer, but she goes straight to a public section, a public hospital, and as soon as she's there about one day, they say, can we hurry up and move her over the road to the private? And I said, how's all this work? She got a... the system is like a raffle, I think. We don't know whether we're bulk billed, we've got to pay extra... or whatever, so you sort of pay it. And I think the extra complication that's come in the last 18 months or so is Medibank, private as they call it, is become a listed company, and we find in all our research, whether it's banking or insurance, that the listed companies, in the case of the Big Four, I'm in the paper today, the Big Four banks always battle against the mutuals in terms of customer satisfaction.
Well, that's not a surprise, is it?
Because you've got to serve the shareholders as well.
Yeah, that's not a surprise.
The best performers in health insurance are these sort of closed ones or mutuals or whatever you want to call them, like Teachers Federation is way ahead of Medibank, you know.
So what areas of satisfaction are the health insurers falling down? I know, and we mentioned off air, one of the things that I would pay more just to know that that little card, whatever I needed, I could walk through the doors at the hospital, smile and go, hello, there's my card, and walk out. Because people are sitting there going, okay, well, you're covered for this, but you're not covered for that. Then there's the gap, and this anesthesiologist charges a little bit more, and this surgeon, well, she does. And people just go, if I wasn't sick before, I'm feeling really sick now.
Yeah, well, I mean, cost is the number one, but then cost is in relation to what you get. I mean, obviously, we don't want a claim, but the cost just keeps going up and people perceiving they're not getting value. They could go to a public hospital and not pay anything. I mean, if you're paying your car, you have to pay the first $600 and then they fix it. If you're paying yourself, you can go to a public hospital, it's free, or another one, and you're not too short. Now, the rebates are a bit of a problem. They're not sure what they're going to get back. You sort of hand in your card and... I had to go to a specialist recently, and you sort of just hand it over and go, that's handy, I've got half back. Oh, good. I don't know where I'm going to get it all. So, and there's cover that doesn't suit people, and...
Well, I don't know.
Confusing.
I don't actually agree with you, Norman, because when I have a baby, I'm fully covered. I will be straight into a private room. I will have the gynecologist of my choice. I will not have a problem. I will not be complaining about my pregnancy cover for my private health.
Well, there's some funny things in Newcastle, obviously, that you're going to be having this baby. I'm not too sure what happens up there.
It's a miracle.
The weather, but not the rest.
It's a Christmas miracle. Norman, thanks very much for your time this morning. I know we're
no
making
problem.
Light of it, but it is frustrating.
It's a serious problem. problem.
It is a serious problem. One of the things, and I'm looking at where my particular health fund is, and it's not rating overly well. It goes up and it goes down, but it is confusing, and people turn around and every year they see the health insurers going to the government and saying, look, we need to increase costs, but CPI is not going to cover that. And they go, well, hang on, you've just bunged these costs up amazingly and I've got nothing for it. So maybe it's something that we're never ever... It's that fear factor that...
I think the politicians milk it for all it's worth, because I think, in all seriousness, the machine, they talk about cats and MRIs and all this technology, I think the combination of massive technology that we want applied to us and the fact we're living longer, these are fundamentally way beyond CPI-type reasons, excuses for increases. And I think the politicians would know that, but, you know, that's sort of not how it works, is it?
Depends on which side of politics you're sitting in, I suppose. Sorry for me to be, you know, sceptical. I suppose the answer is shop around. There've been many suggestions to do it with banks and shop around for private health insurance. Norman, thanks for your time this morning.
Okay, Todd. Pleasure. Bye.
2NURFM 103.7.